I felt like I did pretty well to get you this month. I was afraid that I'll start saying, you know, what is this? So, no, that's just all I know and all that I have. Will that help?
Sure.
Okay. We'll scratch some of the other stuff from yesterday.
I think a lot of people who settled this part of Texas came from some of the other southern states, like Alabama, Georgia.
My history's just, you know, in one ear and out the other. But, you know, it's progressed west, southwest, that would make sense that they would.
Well, that's fine there.
And there was a big Civil War camp in Tyler.
Oh, there was?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, a Civil War camp?
Well, I mean, there was a, I don't know if it was some kind of training camp or what, but for the soldiers, you know, there's a big, I don't know if Camp Fannin, of course, then it was a camp during the World War, probably both of the World Wars, or at least World War One. I don't know if you could ask Delbert about that, or you could call the Historical Society here if you wanted to somehow include that.
In the Historical Society?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll tell you someone you could call would be James at Finn Advertising Agency. I think they close at 5 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. But James is probably the only one in the book. Or Morris at Morris will talk a long time. So I'd try James first. Or Delbert, of course. Love Delbert. He talks a long time, too. He'll, you know, probably know.
Tyler's a pretty old town.
Well, it is to me, but, and yeah, that's probably not that old, you know.
Okay.
But they have a very enthusiastic historical society, and they could probably flesh this out a little more.
Okay. Well, see, we're talking yesterday about proving things. Say if you had a bowl of oranges. One day you went in to get one, and there weren't any left. You'd say the oranges are—they're
all gone.
And what different things would people grow in a garden around here?
Well, like spinach and radishes and onions and bell pepper, and carrots, lettuce.
If you wanted to buy some lettuce, you'd ask for 2 or 3
heads.
Okay.
Heads of lettuce.
Do you ever hear that term used about children? Say someone had 5 children. Say they had 5 heads of children.
No.
What if someone had about 14 children? You said you really had a
big group or mob.
Do you ever hear the term passel? A passel of children?
Yes, but I've heard it. It's not really in my daily vocabulary.
How have you heard it used?
Well, just like a large amount, you know. But I mainly just read it in stories that would have a, you know, earlier setting than today.
And they'd talk about it.
Well, like a passel of, I guess, of children, or just a mean a large amount of something.
Say if someone had about 500 acres of land. You'd say he had a what of land?
Well, a lot of land.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the term a right smart of land?
I haven't heard that term used that way.
How have you heard it used?
Well, like somebody might do something and then someone else might say that's right smart, you know.
You mentioned the onions. What do you call the little onions that you pull up and eat before they get very big?